This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The battle to save Barbaro, the winner of the Kentucky Derby who broke his leg in the Preakness, demonstrated how severe leg injuries to horses can be devastating. It's been a bad year for horses breaking their legs at Arlington Park Racecourse outside of Chicago. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports on the efforts to figure out why so many horses are getting injured.
It was just this past Saturday that Arlington Park Racecourse officials ordered another horse be euthanized. In a scene similar to Barbaro's accident, the horse fractured its back leg. That brings the number of horses put down after a race to 17 since Arlington's season began in May. Five more injured in training have also been euthanized. Mickey Izzo with the Illinois Racing Board says those numbers are cause for concern. During all of last season, there were 12 breakdowns during races at Arlington Park.
It's always alarming when these athletes are racing and getting hurt and having to be euthanized. It's disturbing to us. It's disturbing to Arlington Park. And we were determined, and still are, to try to figure out what the problem is.
The horses and the jockeys at Arlington work out early in the morning. There are actually two racetracks. One is dirt, the other grass. And all of the injuries have occurred on the dirt track.
Feel the dirt, okay.
Arlington spokesman Dan Leary climbs over a race course railing and his feet sink down into the track's soft piles of dirt.
Okay, the top layer of the track is called the cushion and the pad. It's a combination of two layers, but it's the same composition.
Under the pillowy mixture of sand, silt, and clay is a layer of very flat and very even dirt. Leary says Arlington called in a consultant to make sure the track wasn't causing the horses to struggle as they ran.
And so what we did to look at our track is around the turn where all the injuries pretty much were happening, we removed the cushion and looked at the pad. It was perfectly smooth. It was perfectly even. It was flat. It was consistent. Okay, so we knew that there weren't any holes underneath. It's like anything else. If a football player is running on a field, grass field, and steps in a hole, he could turn his ankle. So that's what we're looking for.
A few weeks ago, Arlington Park added ground pine bark to the track to help absorb moisture and make it softer. For its part, the state's racing board says it will seek new state funds in order to add another veterinarian to the four who already check horses before each race at Arlington. The agency also hired its own independent contractor to test the track. Mickey Izzo says the results show the track is sound.
Now we're looking at other factors, such as the medical records of those 16 horses that broke down. We want to look at veterinarian records. We want to look at the blood test of those horses to see, you know, look at possible medication issues. You know, maybe those horses physically had problems and maybe shouldn't have been racing.
Breakdowns are typical in the industry, but there have been suggestions that efforts to breed horses for speed instead of stamina might be partially to blame for the increase in fatalities. Others charge trainers push horses to run whether or not they are rested and ready, since Illinois has a shortage of thoroughbreds and an increase in horse racing events. Trainer Chris Block, who works with 46 horses at Arlington Park, doesn't think that's the problem. He also doesn't believe there will ever be a definitive answer explaining the track's increase in fatal breakdowns.
As it is with Barbaro and his injury, no one's ever going to know what caused that horse to break his leg. I think the same situation is going to go with here.
Block says Arlington Park's racetrack may simply be struggling through a spate of bad luck. The park is scheduled to hold a number of prestigious races this summer. So far, entries are up. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.